says, in the middle of Tess Zion, and he has a number of cases here. One second. Before we do that, yeah, take a look at the round first. Perek Dalet Halacha Chavav. It'll be worthwhile, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
It took me a while to find that one.
Oh, it did. Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's good. Oh, I'm happy you looked for it.
Well, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah. I know. Fine. You think the round would write that in the beginning?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's strange. I think by Get he does, in fact, right? By Get, where do you write? Take a look. Okay, you got Perek Dalet Halacha Chavav. You know, while I'm looking at it, you guys can start. Come sha amarnu, ain't a chalitza, or lo asa klum, or ain't a klum, harehi kiilu lo nechlitz alav, v'lo nesru alav kravoseha, v'lo nifsala min hakahuna, umuteres lis yavim. Okay. V'chol magam shamarnu chalitza sa psula, Nesra love Kravoseha, the Nifsala min HaKuhuna, the Nesra ala Achen, the Eina Mis Yavemes, the Eina Muteris Linasei Lazar, Ache Tachlod Chalitza Kshera. Okay. So basically, it sounds that what? It sounds. I mean, if you didn't know anything else, you would say basically, chalitza psula is what? What's the problem? What ballpark is the problem? I mean, it sounds like it would probably be the rabbanon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's now, you treat it as if something happened, but it's not a complete matia.
She's in limbo.
Right. Okay, good. All right. All right. All right, let's take a look. Now, let's take a look at the main thing. So now, I think it's a... Okay. Where do you have it? So Ram says, V'chein imcholza bifnei yachid v'afilu beinahu leveinah uvalayla arezu chalitza pesula.
Where are you, Rabbi?
I see it in. We really didn't have to look up the Rambam except for the other one. I mean, sometimes Reb Chaim doesn't quote the whole thing, but here he did. Right, I'm in the middle of Tess Zion.
Okay.
All right, it's like the last line on a typical Rambam. It's the last line on the page.
Okay.
Right, V'cheinim cholta b'fnei yachid, v'afila b'ina l'v'ina v'layla reza chalitza psula. Okay, let's take a look at Reb Chaim then. All right. So he says, okay. Ayin Sham Balecha Mishnah, Shehiksha Mehasugya Biyavamas, Daf Kufei Amabez, Al Hadisnan, Umaisa Be'echad Shechalat Deino Leveina, Bebez Ha'asurim, Uva Maisa Lesnei Rabbi Akiva Vehikshir. Okay, so you have so the Mishnah says that a guy did a chalitza, just between the two of them. Right? In a prison. And the Maisa came before Rabbi Akiva, and he paskin that it was a chalitza kshera. So therefore she is muteris, legamrei. Uva Gemara sham, beino leveino miyadana. Right? The Gemara says, one second, when the two of them are alone, so who knows such a thing? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Eidim Rona somi b'chutz. Where it says, no, the Adam that saw it from the outside. Okay? So, okay. So he says, Vim Kain, there's a Lecha Mishnah talking. Hare Koshal, a Rambam Shekosov Hachdina Bistama. Velo his kier de Iri Be'edim Rona Somi Bechot. Ukir Kim to Sagamara. Vitirates. The hard to be in and shew Adam Rona so, Haina Dach Kaliba the Rabbi Akiva the Machshir. Masha'ena Kela Rambam, the Sphirlai, the Puzzle. Lachilo Avi Ach the Adam Rona so. Dafila below Adam, Mehemni, La Puzzle, Allah Achen. Okay? Okay, so it's almost like a funny kind of kasha, Lecha Mishnah, no?
Yeah.
Strange kind of kasha. Why didn't the Rambam? It's almost like it's really not a question. Like it's like talking his way through it. Why did the Rambam say? What about the case, the Yukimta, the Gemara? No, the answer is Yukimta, the Gemara is to satisfy the fact that it was kosher.
It seems obvious.
Yeah, right. It is strange. Okay, but that's not Reb Chaim's problem at all. He's just using the Alecha Mishnah as a springboard. His final conclusion is. That according to the Rambam, it's what? That it's possible, okay, without Edom. Okay? Vakati tzarachin. Lefi mashakasav hanemuke Yosef. The chalitza below Edom lo havia chalitza. Imkein ha einav poselos also gamalachin. It should be nothing. But Rambam already pasuk the posah filo below Edom, v'tzarachin. Okay, so that's very difficult. It's very difficult. How do you understand if you have no Edom present? How can it be possible even Allah Achin? No matter what you're going to say, it should be a meaningless activity. Nothing happened. Okay. So he says a kfar amdu am a farshim b'zeh. Vulaye Shlomar the Svirlay the Aftamida Raisalo Havi Khalitza Klau. The Khalza Achmara Allah the Tifsal Allah Achen. Uki the Ashkechan Hachi Bekama Duchti the Aftamida Raisalo Havi Khalitza Klau. Mikol Maklam Achmara Rabbonon Gaba. They have a Khalitza Psula. Achenamid Kavasa. Okay, so there's a general trend. Of the Mefarshim who are troubled with this Rambam, to say that it must be a separate, like we said, that when the Rambam says it's a Chalitza Psula, it's purely a Durabbanan. As you find that in a number of cases, even though Midaraisa would be nothing, but over here, but Midaraisa would be nothing, I'm sorry, but Midarabbanan, they were Machmir. And they said if you engage in such a Maisa like this with a woman, so. Yepsul ala achen, even though he really, of course, did nothing midaraisa to effectuate any kind of heter. Okay, that's what some of the mafarshim said. He doesn't say who, and that's it. Okay, all right. So far, so far so good. Okay, except. All right, so now let's take a look at what he says. I mean, you'll see right away, you know, his direction. He says, Vashayira Lomar Bedasa Rambam. That's it. So now you see he had a question. Right? So you thought it sounds like a piece of Torah until now. It's really a question. Reb Chaim is not accepting that answer. In other words, if you're going to tell me that chalitza requires edus, then it can't be that the chacham of machmir. It's not possible. Because it would be no different. Think about it like in terms of kedushin. Okay? It would be, if you had a kedushin without edim, I mean, it would be no way. There's no substance whatsoever to be machmir about. You're missing one of the essential players. It's not like you're missing a particular detail. Or you could say that some maisa took place, but it was missing some feature. You're telling me Eidus is, you know, by Kiddushin, you have Eidus. That has to be Bifnei Eidim. There's no Eidim, so that's it. It's like you're missing the woman. What's the difference? You need a man, you need a woman, you need Eidim, you know what I mean? These are all the essential requirements. You know, these are all the different components of a Kiddushin. So same thing here. That's what's troubling Reb Chaim. How could they say this? It's just like Nimuke Yossi says, the chalitza below Eidim, lo have your chalitza.
Well, it is funny that he takes that, I mean, it is kind of strange he takes that as a premise, given the fact that from the postures of the Gemara, it's not necessarily that it means Eidim are a Eidim are an inherently essential feature. I mean, Beino Levein Ami Yedano could mean, you know, it's just to substantiate that it happened, but like in the case where they both agreed that it, you know, they both admitted it happened, maybe you wouldn't need it. He takes the Nemuka Yosef at face value. That's true.
That's true.
It's not true. It's not necessary from the Gemara to say that.
That's true. You're right. Well, let's see. Let's take a look what he does. Okay. So he says, "Vashi Yerulam Avedasa Rambam, the Sfira Lei Delo Beinon." Midaraisa Adam Klal Gabi Chalitza. All right, so he goes. I don't know if you read the answer already, Aaron.
Yeah.
All right. He says, "Uchidemash McCain Pashtas Asug Yidiavamas the Parach Beino Leveino Miyadana." And it's exactly right. Now, as he says, if you accept the premise of the Nemuke Yosef that Adas is essential, he says, then he can't understand how you could proceed like those Mefarshim to answer the problem in the Rambam. That's exactly what he's saying. He says, so therefore, in his mind, there's only one possibility. Okay? In order to understand this Rambam, all right, because you're stuck. You're telling me there's no substance, there's nothing going on here to be machmir about, so you're stuck. How do you understand the Rambam? It's possible. It's beino leveino. It's nothing like the case in the Gemara, in Yavamis. Ah, so therefore, Reb Chaim says, but of course, I mean, you'll see, it's not just making a deduction. I mean, it's going to be, he's going to show you that it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. So he says, the lo be'inan midaraisa edem klal gabi chalitza. Uchidamash mekein pashtus hasugya diyavamis deparach beino leveino miyadana. Demash meda chalitza be'emes hi chalitza kishera. Ve'arak Da'anan lo yada'inan. Right? It sounds like not that it's like what we call classically Eide Kiyom, but it's just Eide Raya. The Gemara just is bothered. Who's going to know how you substantiate that this event happened? Not that it in fact happened. It did happen. There was a Maisa Chalitza. You don't need Eidim for it. Okay? So now he explains. He says, Batamba Zanira. Do mishum de matzinu trei gavni idios bedava sheba erva. He says, because we find that there are two types of testimony in a dava sheba erva. The biznus harei kaimalan delo ivru sahadi el shakri. By znus, so we establish that the whole purpose of Adis is only there because of the potential to have a lie. In other words, some kind of cover-up. Okay? Uchamavur, b'ksubas daf tes. Meaning what we call Eide Raya. Right? That it happened. The be'emes neseres gam below Eidim. Right? Really, the woman is neseres without Eidim. Okay? She committed some kind of a... She was involved in a maisa. What do you call it? A maisa bia. That's a surah. So the truth of the matter is, that's it. She's now neseres al baila. Let's say, okay. Let's take that kind of a case. All right. You don't need eidim. The only thing is, you need eidim to tell you that it happened. That's all. It's a separate thing. Lo ivru sadi, lo shakri. Okay. He says, "Over getting the kiddushin, al yedei ha'edem, hu shemakayim milsa." He says, "But when it comes to getting in kiddushin, it's via the edem itself that you establish the matter." Okay? Alright, so you have two different things. One case is they function as Eide Raya. In the other thing, they are part and parcel, they're a component of the very Dover itself, the very Chalos itself. They're Eide Kiyum. Okay? Very nice. But now, what is that? Is that just, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to that? So he says, V'achilim sheminayim ha'avi. When it comes to some site that is a Maisa's Nus, so there the Isser comes, Mimela. Al Kainlo Ifri Sahadi El Shakri. So therefore, of course, the whole existence of Adam is only to prevent lying. Mashaena came, but getting the Kiddushin, the Balhu, Sha'osa Etzem Agarishin Vakiddushin. Al Adam Milsa.
Of course.
Of course. You don't even need anybody for this. Dvarim Shutim. I mean, what is he talking about? Well, you're right. I mean, the whole thing is as strange as it comes, this answer. Znus, the Issa is Mamela. Therefore, there's no idea of Eidei Kiyum. Kiddushin Isser is because the Baal, he's the one who does the Etzem HaGerushin and Kiddushin and the Isser and Heter. So therefore, of course you need Eidim. It's like, you know, it's like an answer. It doesn't even, like, hit you on any intuitive level. Like, it's not like, oh yeah, I understand it. Let's make it a little clearer. It's like, what is he talking about? And I'll ask you another question, if I may. And what do you do about, for instance, what about King and Mamon? What about there? There we definitely say it's A-Day, they're A-Day Raya. By Kenyan Mamon, you don't need Adam for a Kenyan. We did that Ram, right? Didn't we do that Ram the other day? A couple weeks ago? Did we? Anybody?
Yeah, we mentioned it.
We did, right? In, where was that? In Hilchas Mechira. Right, Parakeh?
Yeah, and then Tosfos clearly mentions it on the Gemara you told us to do.
Right. The Ram says it openly, I think. The Ravid only argues the Rambam about Chalipin. That's the only case the Ravid up, but every other Kenyan Mamon, the Ravid agrees, that doesn't require Adam. So, I don't stand. That's like, what do you call it? Wouldn't you say the same thing? That the Baal, he's the one that does whatever, the Etzem, whatever. What about that? So why do you say that also requires Eidei Kiyum? Yeah. Well, here's the problem. Like a Maisa's Nus, you know, and there's Maisa's Nus versus, let's say, a Maisa Kedushin.
Possibility?
Sure.
I mean, I know it doesn't answer the question of the Kenyan mama.
I don't worry about it.
But
don't worry, forget it. Cause it's take what you can get. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you have one type of like a mitzvah, a maisa mitzvah, like by chalitza, where essentially you have individuals who are in a certain halachic situation already, right? And there's a maisa that's required to be done, right? And that maisa, it's the maisa is inherently a halachic activity, and it has a halachic effect with no outside intervention. I mean, true, there are only specific people who can do it, but the situation is already they're in a halachic situation. So what they do, the maisa itself has a halachic reality to it. Whereas when you take something like kiddushin, so you have these individuals who have nothing. There is no halachic situation to begin with, right? And so the situation has to be endowed as a halachic situation. And I mean, I guess the way that occurs is that the Baal has a ratzon to do such a thing. But the only thing is, I mean, it seems that maybe the Edom are like an objectification of his ratzon. Because that's the function of the Edom. It's an objectification of the idea that the ratzon habal is that this should be a halachic activity, since it's not inherently that way.
Why isn't it inherently halachic activity? He's giving her the mamona with das.
There's nothing about these people. In other words, he's trying to initiate a halachic situation, but that can only be done through his volition. But there has to be an objectification of his volition. In other words, it's not the situation. The halachic situation was not already imposed.
What do you mean? What's lacking if there weren't Edom, according to you?
What's lacking if there's no Edom?
Yeah.
You would lack an objective expression of the Ratzon Bailam.
Now, why is that? Why, that's what I'm missing. Why is that a lack in the objective expression?
In other words, because there's nothing. This guy is intending to create a halachic reality, a chalos shem in this isha, but he has to initiate that, and there's nothing a situation where you're dealing with the will of the person, with the intent of the person. So there's nothing that there's. It's neither here nor there. You don't know whether this is halachic or not. It's not inherently halachic. It has to be rendered so. And what renders it that way is the fact that that's his volition. But the halacha is not going to leave it up to the fact that, you know, what's going on in the guy's head. So by the fact that he went and he got Edom, so that is an objective measure of the fact that he has that rutzo.
Mm-hmm. Boy, everyone's so quiet tonight.
Thank you. Another pop.
Festella and Max are not here tonight. There's a Yorodea Chabura tonight for the Smicha candidates.
Why are they doing it on Monday night?
I tried to move it, but the time couldn't be rearranged.
Who's giving the chabura?
I believe tonight one of the Ginsburgs.
That that by the case of znus, so like along the lines Aaron was saying, that all the components are contained within the maisa. The maisa itself, that's all there is. Okay? So the Edom can't be adding anything. The Edom are just saying, did that maisa occur? But by Kiddushin, the components are not all contained within the maisa. By Kiddushin, the maisa Kiddushin creates a chal shem in the Isha. That chal shem is beyond the maisa. So the Edom function differently in that case.
Uh-huh. Znus, yeah, go ahead.
By the case of the znus, the halachically, all there is a maisa. There's a maisa issa. That's it. There's no state that's effectuated because of that maisa.
That's good.
That's it. Over here, the maisa here is a means of creating a chal shem in the isha.
Yeah, go ahead. And therefore?
So since that state is created outside of the action itself, here's where the Edom Kiyum can function, vis-a-vis the state itself.
It's where the Edom Kiyum can function?
In other words, since the state is created outside of the person's action...
Let me just make one point here. Let me just help you out here, okay?
Okay.
In other words, you got to formulate your answer in such a way that it has to be that way.
Right, that's what...
You know what I'm saying? There's Reb Chaim is trying to show here why, in the case of Znus, it's their only Edei Raya, whereas here you must, perforce, say that these are Edei Kiyum. You know what I mean? It has to be that kind of an answer. You know what I mean? That's what Reb Chaim's doing here. He's trying to, you know, give you the key here to open up this thing. That you want to know why they're Edei Kiyum here? Because they have to be Edei Kiyum here.
Was my answer not doing that?
Your answer.
Well, because I'm saying there is something, there is a, yeah, I'm saying over here it would have to be that way, because otherwise you wouldn't, otherwise you would be lacking the difference between this case and that case is the idea of the Ratzon Bayla.
I guess by your answer, and then I want to go back to Cisco's answer, but by your answer, you have this idea of the objectification, and I don't know, I don't hear that has to be. I don't know why you need Edom to objectify this. I mean, why don't I say I have a man and a woman, and my das is to marry her, and her das is to be married. I don't know. Why isn't that an objectification itself? They're doing it on me. He's saying something. She's doing a maisa of kabbalas, whatever, kesef shtar, okay? And that's it. That's the objectification. You know? I don't need a guy in the woods to know that the tree makes noise when it falls.
Valet. I could formulate it in an absolute way.
What do they call that? Solipsism? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I would grant you that it's maybe a further objective, but to me it's subjective. It's not in a subjective realm. That's what bothers me.
Yeah, but if the... My point is that if the... There is nothing to make this situation a halachic situation. You have a guy who's where the halacha itself has certain. You have a certain type of maisa where it's a cause and an effect. The maisa is a cause for a. It causes a halachic reality effect, right? Whereas this type of maisa, because the guy himself is responsible for creating a halachic effect, it has to be that it has to be that he intends to do so, because his action is not by itself rendered a halachic action.
Yeah, I guess I know. That's where I disagree with you. I don't know.
Rather long.
You go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So I'll tell you why it has to be this way. Like you said. Because, you see, the thing here is, what over here, what are the Edom, if you want to say that the Edom over here are just Edei Raya, okay? So what are they giving you proof about, okay? So if you say they're giving you proof that the Maisa occurred, well, what kind of proof is that? Like I said, the Maisa over here is nothing. Over here, the Maisa is just a means of creating a Chal Shem and the Isha. So you wouldn't have Edei Raya about a Maisa. And so Elamai, you'll tell me that they're bringing Raya about the Chal Shem itself. But you can't have Edom for a Chal Shem. A Chal Shem is an abstract halachic status. It's a result. You couldn't have Edei Raya over here. So Rav Chaim's showing you, since you can't have Edei Raya, it must be that the Edom are part and parcel of the Chal Shem itself.
And by Yaznus?
But by Yaznus, since the Maisa itself is the halachic action, so it's very simple to say that they're just being made that halachic Maisa occurred. But over here, the Maisa itself is meaningless. The Maisa is just a means of creating the Chal Shem. So now what are they being made about? You can't say they're being made about the Maisa, a riot that the Maisa occurred. No, because the Maisa is only a way of effectuating the status. So you're going to tell me they're going to be made about a Chal Shem? That's not Edus. A Chal Shem is an abstract halachic entity. What do you mean being made about a Chal Shem? So since you couldn't have Edei Raya in that manner, it must be that they're part of the creation of the Chal Shem itself.
But you're not explaining what they're doing. What do you need Edom at all for?
Oh, no, that's not what Rav Chaim's saying. That's not Rav Chaim's question. Rav Chaim's question is, we know we have Edom here. The question is, how is the Edom functioning?
Right.
Rav Chaim's not taking up that issue. He's just showing you can't say the Edom are functioning as a Raya.
Right.
Because there's nothing that they could bring a Raya about.
Yep. Yeah, nice. I think you're saying well. I think you're saying good. Yeah. Yeah, let me...
Don't you have to explain what the idea of Edei Kiyum means?
Yeah,
it doesn't just mean Edom are there because it's like Xeris HaKosov. I mean, they do something.
Well, that's what he's saying. They're there for Kiyum. That's exactly what he's saying. They're only left to one role, Kiyum. Literally, I know... popular expression in the yeshiva, in other words, but let me just say it in other words. Okay? In other words, you have two types of things. That's where Reb Chaim is really starting. You have Trey Gavni, two cases. One kind of case, okay? One kind of case is where you have an event, okay? Right? I think you termed it like a meisen halacha, but it's an event. It's nothing to do with a meisen halacha, really. I mean, ultimately, it's just an event. Namely, that some person did a meisen nus with another person. An event occurred, okay? That's one case. The other kind of case, it's not an event at all. Its nature is not an event. It's just a certain legal effectuation took place. A certain legal procedure took place that effectuates a certain chalos. Okay? So What Reb Chaim is saying is, see, that's why he says, see, Znus is an event. And that's why he says, you see, you guys know, when you look back at Reb Chaim, you start to see his, You know, he's very precise, although you wish he was a little more wordy. But he says, the biznus da iser ba menela. You see, anything that happens halachically is memela. Because, first and foremost, it's an event. It's an event that takes place. The mice is nuts. The iser, that's memela. That's a consequence of this kind of an event. Okay? Whereas by Kedushin, Kedushin's not an event. It's the Kedushin is, the nature of the Maisa Kedushin is to do one thing, to effectuate a Chalas. That's what Kedushin is. Okay? There you would never say that the Issa results Mimela. That is Hainu Hach, that is the very nature of that activity, is to effectuate the chalos, the very iser, right? The asala kuli alma kehegdish. Okay? That's the very nature of the thing. All right? So now what Reb Chaim is saying is like this. That when, if you tell me that the Torah is saying that you need Edom by Kedushin, okay, meaning that you need Edom when you're doing an act of effectuation, then you have to say they have one role, and that must be Kiyum. And they can't play any other role. Why? Because you can't tell me they're there to recount the event. There is no event. So therefore, they must be, for one thing, they must be a component, a chelek, of the very chalos itself. That's the only possible thing that you could formulate for them. That's their role. It can't be anything else, because there is no event. But if you tell me you have Edom by an event, so then I'll say, of course, the low every side, the other shakri. That's what they're for. You see? So the role of the Edom is a totsah, a natural result of the nature of what's going on, what activity you're dealing with. Are you dealing with an event, or are you dealing with an effectuation of a chalos? So if it's an event, then you could say then they're Edi Raya. That would be their role. Because they're there to recount, did an event take place or not? The Isser, of course, is Bama Mela. But if you tell me the very nature of the thing is not an event, but it's an effectuation of a chalos, and you can't say the Isser is Bama Mela, so then you say, then of course the Edom can't be there to recount the event. There is no event to recount. They must be there for one thing. They are Edei Kiyam. They are part and parcel of the very chalos shem itself. Okay? Is that, Aaron, is that more helpful?
I guess I just had a...
I know Cisco must be happy.
The approach you're taking is that the idea of Edei Kiyum itself doesn't need to be explained. It's just that if we know that there's Edom, and since you can prove that it can't be Edei Raya, so they must be Edei Kiyum. I mean, I guess I thought that you had to explain
why are there Edom altogether?
What is Edei Kiyum? I mean,
I'm not taking the position one way or the other. I don't feel like I'm in the position one way or the other. And that might be more from, and that could be, I don't know, the Gemara in Kedushin. Later on Samach, what is it, Gimel?
Samachay,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was looking at another Gemara today.
Yeah, I thought, especially since, we looked at that Gemara,
It
seems like that, to say that the Edom are part and parcel of the, it just doesn't mean anything. I mean, what does it mean? I don't understand what it means.
But that's not what Reb Chaim's trying to explain.
Right, well, that's what I didn't
Right.
see.
Reb Chaim is not taking up that. He's just trying to show you why. It's not just you know, willy-nilly, you just say, okay, here they're Eidei Kiyum, here they're Eidei Raya. You know, it's like some, like, okay, you know, there's no rhyme or reason, you know? You just know this nice lumbish of terms. Ah, Eidei Raya, Eidei Kiyum. No. If Chaim wants to show you that where you know that there has to be Eidim, you could conclude on your own, if you understood the concept, the conceptual framework, you would know whether or not that it has to be, you know, that here it has to be Eidei Kiyum. There's nothing else to talk about here. It can't be otherwise. That's what he's trying to tell you. That's exactly what and that's all he's trying to tell you at this point.
Because I guess when he said Al Korcha Chitzrichin on Eidim L'Kiyume Milsa, I mean, I guess I just thought he was trying to tell you that you need an idea of Kiyum, of the Eidim here. That
no.
He does something.
That's not what he's telling you. He's telling you why Al Korcha Chitzrichin on Eidim L'Kiyume Milsa. You see? It has to be that the need for Eidim is for Kiyume Milsa. It can't be that they have any other function. You can't tell me they're Eidei Raya, and which means that you can't dispense with them. Whereas in Znus, you really could dispense with the Eidim. They're Eidei Raya. It's a separate problem. Okay, now you have a separate problem. How do you know it happened? But that's a different kind of, that's just a separate issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay. That's what he's saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I mean, he's going to make a big move here. I mean, maybe we should come back to this Reb Chaim another time. But, you know, obviously Reb Chaim's going to make a move here that Eidus, obviously, by Chalitza, is going to be very different than you would have intuitively thought, like Eidus by Gerishin. Right? Because he's going to move along the lines that, according to the Rambam, you don't need Eidim. They're not Eidei Kiyum by Chalitza. I mean, that's where he's going to move. Right? That's where he's going. Yeah, one second. Yeah, I mean, you see it later. I mean, I don't want to skip over to it because, you know, that's not a good method by Reb Chaim, but you do see later, he says, what is it? See, when he says, V'nira mukhrach mizah, t'chilak din gerish v'kiddush v'din chalitza l'shma, to begin v'kiddushin tzarech dal z'baylam al etzma gerish v'kiddushin, u'mishum de'ikra kiddush v'gerishin nas al yedeya baylam, v'heima osrim, v'heima matirim, easy to say. It's like a different kind of a thing. I mean, how's he, exactly how he works it out, but that's where he's heading towards. That the mice of Chalitza is not like a special, like most people, when they tell people, when they teach a class, they say, what is Chalitza? That's the get for a Yibam. That wouldn't be correct. The Reb Chaim is going to knock out that whole notion. That's what he's saying. Anyhow. Yeah. What do you say about what he called? Now, what about Kenyan?
You mean, why don't you need Adam?
I mean, you definitely...
I think Kenyan's very good now. Now it's good. I think we've answered that question.
It's not an effectual... You're not effectuating a chalal shema.
No, right.
Kenyan's an event.
Kenyan's an event, that's right. It's a barter, whatever it is, a sale, it's a matana.
This Kenyan here is a different one.
Exactly.
Kedusha is the unique case.
That's what he's saying, exactly. It's the void. It's the void of a... Kedusha is really the void of an event. It's whole nature. Because you're not really giving, we'll get more into that, but it's not, you're not giving her kesef and she's bartering herself. The whole idea is to produce the chalos. That's the whole nature of the thing. Whereas in Kinyan Mamon, yeah, there's chaloshemos that result memela. But there's an event. There's a barter that's taking place. There's an exchange of currency, whatever it is. So, right. That's in real terms. That's in reality an event. So that's exactly very good. So the Eidim there, the Eidim Eidim Raya, they can be dispensed of. They're Eidim Raya. They're not necessary for the Kiyam Adavar. The Kiyam Adavar is an event. They're there to recount. Did that event? Did that guy actually make that halvah? Did the guy actually sell the thing? That's all you're doing. That's very good. It does clarify. I mean, you know.
Yes, Rabbi Bob?
Yeah.
But by Znus, I guess they demanded the Eidim Raya because of the Chashash of Sheker. Whereas over here, by Kinyan, you don't need Eidim for the event, and there's no Chashash of Sheker. Is that what? And that's why you don't have Eidim.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a separate, it's the next step, you know. When do you, like the Gemara says, you should have Eidim when you do Alva.
Right. Okay.
What I mean? But that's a separate thing.
Right.
That's it. That's very good. I mean, it really does, if you think about it, it does clarify a somewhat unclear point in halacha that you always wonder about. I always wondered that. I always said. I said, it's very good. Eide Yichud or Eide Raya. You see?
Yeah.
You always have that Torah. Don't forget the Eide Kedushin, they're Eide Kiyam, Eide Yichud, they're Eide Raya. I used to think to myself, like, how do you decide which, who's who? Maybe they're the Eide Kiyam, they're the Eide Raya. Like, I never know. Like, how do you make this decision? But that's the answer. It's very good now. There are events in the Chaloshemos. That'll be the difference. Yeah. So, okay, it's good. That's good. What did the Rambam say in Perek Aleph? He said, because of Matan Torah, it's Beino Leveina. Right? But Achar Matan Torah, Kishadam Rotzalisa Isha, Kona Osat Chila Bifnei Edom. So those Edom have to be their Edekim.
That's what you were saying the first time. That it's not, the Edom aren't necessary for the Kinyan, they're necessary for the Kedushin itself.
Right. That's right.
That's what you were saying.
That's good. Thanks for reminding me. Right. Now, why? You see, like we were in a different area. I mean, we said, you know, why do you need Edom? Right? So we said, because it has to be. Why do you need Edom? Yeah, but I wonder if that's a... I got to think about that. Can you ask that question, halacha? Why do you need Edom? We'll see. Well, I think we should think a little... It probably pays to look at that Gemara and Kedushin, all right?
Yeah.
That's a philosophical question.
Yeah, where are you stepping over the line there?
Yeah, because all we want to know is how did Edom function?
Right, but you do want to know when does the Torah... I mean, ask if maybe I'm not right to ask that. I don't know. Good question. We should take a look at that Gemara Kedushin. I guess that's the only fair way to at least say we explored it a little bit. That's what it would seem to me. Let's start it. I mean, I don't think we're not going to get too far tonight, but let's just get it going, maybe.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, that's a Gemara, huh? Yeah, that is a Gemara.
I spent hours on
that. Yeah, I'm happy somebody did. That's good.
Don't get your hopes up.
I had over the weekend four simchas. You know, Shabbos, Saturday night. Boy, okay, it's Amar Rav Yehuda, right by the Gillian Ashas, right?
I got very discouraged when I saw that Rav Yehuda didn't know the answer to this question.
All right, I guess we can come back to the mission in a minute. All right. Yeah, let's do that. All right. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Kaddish Beit Achot. Ein Choshesh En L'Kiddushav. Okay. Make sense? Bo mi name Rav Yehuda. Shnehem odem mai. Ow, that question hurts. All right, the yes from Yehuda. What happens if both the man and the woman, they're moda that this is what they did? They had a kedushin between them. Okay. And so he said, "Imvelo rafya biyade." That's not good. Right? He didn't know how to answer this question. Wait, there's a Rashi on that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Lo yamachzik b'dvarav, lo le'isser v'lo le'heter. Pa'amim shamar hein, u'pa'amim shamar lav. V'rafya b'yadei. Yeah, it was like, it was what he called. What's how you translate rafya? It was like malleable, right?
Why did he answer it all?
Sounds like the Rav once told me that about, you know? He said to me one time, he says, this question, sometimes I'm Osel, and sometimes I'm Matia. That's it. They didn't know then. It was based on an idea in a Gemara. In velo, velo rafya biyade. In velo, the rafya biyade. Yep. What's bothering Yaakov?
How can he answer it all if he doesn't know? If he's changing his mind, how can he say yes or no? We should tell them to ask someone else. I mean, what does he have to answer if he's constantly changing his mind? What kind of answer is that?
I looked up some of the other places where the Gemara says this in Rashi.
No, but it must mean, isn't that what he's saying? Like, he's really saying, not that he doesn't know. He's saying that sometimes he has clarity that it's one way, and sometimes his clarity it's the other way. He's in a worse position in a way. It's like he keeps on fluctuating, but it's not like, look, I don't know.
You don't have clarity? I mean, if you keep on changing, what's clear? That means you don't have clarity either.
No, at that moment, he keeps on seeing it clear. It's a different state than a guy who doesn't know. That's not what he's saying. He's saying he has he's in a very strange bind, that as he looks back, at moments he thought this idea was clear, and other moments thought that was clear. He's never in a... It's like he's doubting himself for a different reason, that he sees that his intuition can't be trusted in this area. It's a different kind of problem.
I saw a couple other Gemaras where it says this, and Rashi over there, he's like different. He makes it sound like he didn't give Horah. He was going back and forth like in his own head.
Uh-huh. That's not what he says here, though, right?
No. Here it sounds like he was Morah. There's sometimes Leheter, sometimes Lesser.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt he tried to poskin on this. I don't know. I wonder. See, I think the Rav's case is different, by the way. I'm not going to go with the cases, but I think the Rav's case is different. I don't think his question was the same. I think he really did see which way was right. But he had other considerations why he was Oser and why he was Matia sometimes. Get other considerations. Not everything is just the pure halacha sometimes. There are other effects, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, like, I'll give you an example. Like, one time, they wanted a guy in Connecticut, a rav in Connecticut, back in the 50s. Actually, it was 50s and then on. I mean, he asked this question to him a couple of times. He wanted to hire a bus. And the bus would pick up senior citizens and take them to shul on Shabbos.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
And this way they wouldn't drive. You know, some of them were just like traditional Jews. And he would rely on the, whatever, on the Balaitar, that you could, you know, do Amir La'akam, even by Daraisa, right? If it's Tzarech Rabim, right? It all worked out. So the Rav wouldn't be matir such a thing, because he says it would, again, we've got to put yourself in the context of the 50s, 1950s. He says it's like, it smacks like a conservative innovation. And if I dematia this, there'd be no end to the things that they would claim would be similar to this, even though in fact they really wouldn't be. And that would be it. He'd be like giving up the, opening up a Pandora's box. So he wasn't matia. He never was matia. That's like a different kind of consideration. Now that doesn't mean, of course, it's possible in another context he could be matia or such a thing. That would be different. All right, anyhow. It is different, yeah. All right.
Rabbi Bob.
Yeah.
Adam's making the point. When it says, Ein Choshishin L'Kedushav, so that means that definitely there's no, he's not saying that there's no positive Kedushin. He's saying that we don't say there's a suffix. The Havamina would be that we would say suffix and demand a get. In other words, the Havamina is not that we would say it's a good Kedushin. That definitely no.
Let's say, well, how does Rashi say it? Take a look. Shnei Amodim. Well, let's take a look. Let's see which, if he's right. Shnei Amodim L'divrei Ha'ed. Okay? Funny. He's got one eight still. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? Shnei Amodim L'divrei Ha'ed. Mahu. Ha desanya ein choshishin. Mishum delo mehemen. Who? Vaha Hemnuha. Or Dilma Mishum de Ain Kidushin Chalin below Adam. Vyalov Davar Davar Mimamon Ksiv Barayas Ervas Davar. Uva Mamon Ksiv Alpishnayim Adam Yakum Davar. So what's the question? Go ahead. What does he want to say?
No, that wasn't what he was... That's not what he's saying, no. He was wondering just why does he say Ein Choshin L'Kedushav as opposed to Ein Kan Kedushin? Why does he say Ein Choshin?
But it doesn't...
The other way would be that it's real Kedushin. Not that it's a Safi.
Right. That's why he's saying it's so Ein Choshin as opposed to Ein Kedushin Kan or something. Or Ein Kedushin. Why say Ein
Choshishin?
Yeah, it's not a major point. It's not a major point. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, but according to Rashi, I mean, what's the question?
Well, it sounds like he's saying, are they Eidei Rai or Eidei Kiyu?
Right? That's what it sounds like, right? Yeah, right.
Can you repeat that, Yaakov? What did you say?
Some level of
Kiyum
or something going on.
Right.
Right, good point. Yeah, so we're quite here. Of course, then you have the problem. Rashi throws it into the question of Mishum de Lo Mehemen. To Lo Mehemen who? I am Noah. And what do I care what, if they support him? Right? It's like a funny kind of an aid.
Why should his existence as a good aid be contingent upon what they say?
Well, let's say it wasn't Eid Echad, if it is an idea of Eid Raya, so then you could dispense with the Eidim altogether.
Right, so then right, but yet the Gemara is not dispensing with the Eidim altogether, are they?
Is Rashi necessarily saying that, or is just that was the case?
I mean, if you look in the next Rashi,
we'll get to that one.
Rashi definitely goes that way, and even here he seems to say that there is one A.
Right.
But if you have any question, Rashi would have answered to any question would have if he's still there. I mean, he says Shmi Munim is Divrei Eitz. I don't think you could say that it's just dumb, there wasn't Eitz.
No.
It's Munim, it's not, they just say it.
Could you say that both sides of Rashi's Chakira are saying that that really they're always eight akiyum? That's not the question. The question is, how do they function as eight akiyum? You can't say like the guys are saying, you can't say they're eight araya, because why do you need the eight at all if they both agree? So maybe he's saying no, really they're both situations are eight akiyum, but the question is, how does the Torah construct this type of eight, this type of eight akiyum?
There's a problem also with the whole Tzei Shava. I mean, how are you learning Dava? You don't have
Eidei Kim
and
Mamos. Say it again. I was waiting for someone to ask that question. Go ahead, say it.
That's just one way of finding facts. It's Eidei Raya. How do you learn Tzei Shava to learn Eidei Kim? There's no such thing as Eidei Kim and Mamos.
You're right. That's right, Yakum Dover, the other doesn't mean Eddie Kim.
No, but that's not the point, though. The mean is, no, you
guys
still say it's Eddie Kim here, and the question is, but we're borrowing their form of Eidos. In other words, their Tzura of Eidos we're borrowing from Mamonis. But that type of Tzura has a different effect over here. Over here, they're Eddie Kim. But it's just borrowing the Tzura from Mamonis.
He knows what you're saying is that the Gzeres Shavah just shows you that you need to aid him.
Right.
That's all it shows you.
Yeah.
But of course, once you thrust it into the realm of Kedushin, it can't be Aderai anymore, like we said already. That's what you're saying. Yeah. All right, let's go a little further. Oh, now you know I got to stop. All right, so let's pick up from here. I mean, you got to make sure that you really work out, as I am sure Aaron will tell you. The Rashi, especially the Eleka Edom.
Yeah.
Got to work that Rashi out there. That's not a pretty Rashi. That one you can really struggle with. That's a hard one. And then where does the Gemara continue? Then you could skip. I told you could skip.
Right, my hobby.
Yeah, you can get to my hobby. My hobby Allah.
Which doesn't make anything better.
What's that?
We don't get shot in my hobby Allah. Just one question, just to make sure we were on the track.
Uh-oh.
When it says Koshi to Kiddusha, it means with Eid Echad, correct?
It seems that way.
Okay, that's what we thought. We just wanted to make sure that there was no, like, extra thing that Koshin and Kiddusha was going back on the Yehuda statement.
Yeah, I mean, if I think of it any other way, I'll tell you.
Okay, fine.
All right, good. So, that's it. Where's the Gemara? This is also the Gemara. All right, this is all the way from Sadi Al-Shakra here, right? Yeah, right.
That's the end.
Right, that's the Tosis over there. Right. That's what Rabbi Natan says, you don't need Adam. Right. By Kenyan. That's good. Okay.
Got involved?
Yeah.
I have just a personal question. I'm going to be in Baltimore this weekend. I was wondering if...